A new report by the group Environmental Defense, based on research by an economist from Tufts University, details the effects of climate change on Florida's economy. The report, called Florida and Climate Change, The Costs of Inaction, compares two specific climate scenarios based on how much carbon dioxide pollution is emitted into the atmosphere during this century. Jerry Karnes is the Florida Climate Project Director for Environmental Defense and unveiled the report in a teleconference yesterday.
The policy discussion is now about how we can design a climate program with the least cost on Florida's consumers, on Florida's businesses, but more importantly, how we can grow the economy while we confront climate change. Environmental Defense believes that it is a false choice to say that we're going to make a choice between our economy or the quality of our environment or our ability to confront global warming. We believe that we can create open new markets and new opportunities while we protect Florida for our future.
One scenario is what they call a business-as-usual case, where CO2 emissions continue to increase throughout the century. The other, the rapid stabilization case, would be if CO2 reductions were dramatic, such as those mandated by Florida Governor Charlie Crist.
The cost of inaction will be very hard to deal with. The cost will be higher than the cost of action will be.
Frank Ackerman is an economist at Tufts University and a co-author of the study. He said that the status quo, the climate that we have now, is not an available option. Unless action is taken now to reduce carbon dioxide pollution, Ackerman said that by the year 2100, 5% of the state's economy, or $345 billion, would be lost. This is based on Ackerman's analysis of how only four segments of the state's economy would be affected by climate change: tourism, sea level rise, hurricane intensity, and electricity costs. Ackerman said that the cost of inaction could end up being even more than 5% of Florida's economy because other segments of the economy were not analyzed. He said that even under the stabilization scenario in which carbon dioxide emissions are reduced, Florida would still feel the effects of climate change.
The stabilization scenario, if the governor's targets are met here and similar targets elsewhere, there's no hope anymore of avoiding any climate change, but it'll be much smaller. We're looking at 2 degrees by the end of the century. 7 inches of sea level rise instead of 45. Hurricanes aren't going to go away, but they wouldn't get noticeably worse in that scenario. Rainfall, we think, would be about the same as it is right now.
But if Florida does not act quickly to reduce its carbon dioxide emissions, Ackerman said the economic cost to the state would be severe.
Doing nothing about climate change is the expensive, short-sighted choice. You can talk about the billions of dollars that are required to do something about climate change. This report is about the hundreds of billions of dollars that you will spend if you do nothing about climate change. The costs in just four areas reach $345 billion a year, or 5% of the state's income, by 2100. Florida, the nation, and the world have to stick to these current emission reduction targets. We all depend on each other.
If carbon dioxide levels are not brought under control, sea levels will rise 27 inches, affecting 9% of the state, a million Floridians, and will cost the state $130 billion, according to Ackerman. The state will also have a freshwater shortage. Just to make up for Florida's drier climate under the worst climate change scenario, Ackerman said the state would have to operate dozens of desalination plants.
You would need to build a plant like the Tampa Bay one every 2 or 3 months for the foreseeable future and have it work up to its design levels, which I understand has been a problem with the Tampa Bay desalination plant.